Happy Easter. Today we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus from the dead. Ang muling pagkabuhay ni Jesucristo. This day, Easter Sunday, is the most important feast of the whole year, the absolute highlight of the year. That's why so many people and so many families come to Mass today, and they're very happy to see you all. Even those who don't go to Mass every Sunday, but come maybe just on Christmas and Easter, they come today. And that's certainly the right thing to do, because today is the day to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. Without Christmas, without the birth of Jesus from the womb of Mary, we have no Savior. Without Easter, without the new birth of Jesus from the womb of the tomb, the womb of the earth, we have no salvation. St. Paul tells us, if there is no resurrection, then our faith is empty, vain, and we're still trapped in our sins. This is what he writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable people of all. That's if there's no resurrection. But there is a resurrection. He is risen. The Lord has been raised up. And the response of people of faith today is to say or to sing, Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. Because Jesus is risen, we have real hope for life after death. Jesus did not rise for his own sake. He rose for our sake, to open the gates of eternal life for us all. On Christmas, we celebrate God with us, right? Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us, the Word who became flesh. On Easter, we celebrate that this same Jesus, who is fully human, is not only with us, but in a sense is beyond us. He has gone beyond the limits of our humanity, beyond what we could ever achieve or ever hope for. He has entered into death, into the tomb, and come out alive on the other side, which we could never do. And no one has ever done. Now Jesus is alive, risen. And he's not simply alive again, like Lazarus after Jesus raised him from the dead. No, he's, we could say, more alive. He's more fully alive, alive with a life that surpasses this life. He's alive with eternal life in a glorifying body. Again, we have never seen anything like it. This is something that goes beyond our comprehension. That's why the church sets aside this season, the Easter season, 50 days. Lent was only 40 days. Easter's 50 days, up until Pentecost, we'll be celebrating and pondering the mystery of the resurrection. In a sense, it's easier for us to celebrate Christmas because we understand birth. We know what it means to be born. And we also know what it means to mourn for the death of a person, as we mourned on Good Friday. We know people who have died. We pay our respects at their wake. We join in the funeral procession, as we did with the Santo Entierro on Friday. But we really don't know how to celebrate Easter, because this is something that is outside of our usual experience. This is something truly extraordinary. We know that people are born. We know that people die. On a tombstone, we even put the dates. Birth, date of birth, date of death. But what do we put on a tombstone of someone who's risen from the dead? We've never done that before. We don't have any tombstones that have risen from the dead on the third day. Well, if we wanted to use the tombstone of Jesus, maybe we could inscribe the words that the angel said in today's gospel. He has been raised. He is not here. Wala na siya rito. Siya'y muling nabuhay. And the date is the third day after his death. Just as he foretold it would happen, on the third day he will rise again. He did it. Well, I just read from St. Mark's account of what happened on Easter morning. All the Gospels tell the story a little bit differently, so it's good to read all of them when we have an opportunity. So I read Mark's Gospel. Usually on Easter morning, we read St. John's account, where he speaks about his experience of running to the tomb together with Peter and finding the tomb empty. But here in St. Mark's account, we hear first about the experience of the holy women. Mary Magdalene is the most prominent because she's the first one entrusted with the gospel of the resurrection. She's sent to tell the apostles that Jesus is risen. That's why we honor Mary Magdalene as the apostle to the apostles. Let me pick out a few details to ponder from this Mark's account of the Easter morning. First of all, we note that Jesus rose and left the tomb before anyone got there. The women go very early in the morning, not to see the risen Lord, they go there to anoint his dead body. And when they get there, he's already gone. The resurrection has happened already. One lesson we can take from this is that this great work is entirely God's work. It has nothing to do with what we do, or what we prepare, or what we have achieved, or what we can accomplish. Jesus does not rise because we have done lots of good things, or because we've done lots of bad things. Sometimes people fall into this wrong idea during Lent, because Lent we do focus on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and people think, well, my prayer, fasting, and almsgiving somehow influences God. Maybe he will love us more or something. That's nonsense. It's nonsense. He already loves us. He loves us so much, he came to die for us and rise for us. Even if we did nothing, even if we're still sinners, and we are, this new life, this risen life, is not our achievement, it is God's achievement, which he wants to share with us, if only we will believe and follow him. So the first point I'm stressing here is that the resurrection has already happened, whether we're ready or not. Jesus is risen. So stop focusing on yourself and rejoice in this gift. It's freely given. Secondly, let's focus on the stone for a moment, the stone blocking the entrance to the tomb. Mark is the only evangelist to point out its great size. The women were wondering who could remove the stone. In other words, they knew it was too heavy even for three women to move it. And Mark says it was very large. Napakalaki ang batong iyon. Why is this a significant detail? Because it's a reminder to us of what death is to us. Death is an impossible barrier to us. It's a very large stone which we simply cannot remove. Who can move this stone for us? That's our question. Who can remove this immovable seal which is fixed on the very end of our life? You see, it seems to us that once we're in the tomb, there's no way out. It's a dead end. And that's true. Oh, it was true. It was true until Easter morning, right? Now the stone has already been moved out of the way. It's been rolled aside. We don't have to do it. We could never do it anyway. But we rejoice that death has been conquered. And no tomb has to be a dead end anymore for those who have faith. Okay, that's the stone. Let me go to a third point. The women, they do not see Jesus in this gospel. They only hear that he is risen, and they're told, go ahead, look at where he was laid. See, he's not there. See the empty tomb. Then go and tell the others. And tell them that they will see him in Galilee. Galilee is representative of our ordinary life. It's an ordinary place. So this detail tells us that the resurrection must be accepted in faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. This is the greatest of miracles, but we do not see it, not with our eyes. Just as these women, they didn't see him rise from the dead. We have evidence of it for sure, the empty tomb. The tomb is definitely empty. No one disputes that. And we have reliable testimony, that's for sure too, even from angels and from eyewitnesses who saw him after he rose. But we must still journey in faith. Faith is a key to celebrating Easter. And this is very important because to our eyes, it will look like nothing has changed. We go back to Galilee, we go back home, back to our ordinary life, and everything seems the same without faith. Our lives are the same today as they were last week. The world is the same as it was last week. There's still a war raging in Ukraine. There's still people trapped and starving in Gaza. We still have family problems. We still have financial problems. We have personal weaknesses. Yeah, it's all the same. But this is the key. God has entered into all these sufferings, and he has come out on the other side in a definitive victory. Nothing can intimidate us if we trust in life after death. What difference does it make what happens if we're ultimately victorious after death? So this is the dominant message, and the dominant tone of Easter is joy. That's why we sing Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's a joyful acclamation. This is the joy in the Lord that fills our hearts. Even if it doesn't, or not yet, change how we feel. Maybe you're happy today. I hope so. Maybe you're not. That's not even the point. Because faith is not based on our emotions. It's based on what God has revealed. What has God revealed? His great victory over all that we fear. His great victory over all that seems impossible to us. There's nothing impossible to God. Even to rise from the dead, even to live forever, not impossible. Finally, today we recall that this great gift of this new birth, of this new life, this eternal life, has already been given to us in the great sacrament of baptism. That wasn't mentioned in the gospel, but that's clear from today's liturgy. Today we're going to renew the promises of our baptism. We're going to say once again, with faith, with joy, that we reject sin and Satan. That's the real dead end, to give in to sin. We're going to say once again, with faith and with joy, that we believe in the gospel. We believe that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Happy Easter. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon.